Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Western High School as the band departs from the somewhat muddy field. Team's getting ready to take their place on there, and we'll be ready to go here in moments. We're kind of a little early to get the kick at this point, but nobody wants to take any extra time tonight with the weather being what it is. Right now, it seems like it stopped raining, so it's just kind of cold and a little bit muddy and a little wet, but with no rain falling down, I think that they want to just kind of get it going here with 12 minutes up on the clock. Western, 6-1 on the season, 5-1 in their league. They're solidly in second place. Kind of fingers crossed, hoping that something goes wrong with the Titans tonight and Lumen Christie would take a loss. Titans would still hold the tiebreaker, though, and win the I-8. But this is the best Western season. They win tonight, best season since 1986.
Yeah, and we talked about that the other day when we were kind of getting everything ready for the game tonight. And it's going back through the track record, it's one of the best seasons, really, they've ever had.
Yeah, potentially, if they win tonight and they win in a week, at 8-1, it's probably their best season of all time. As the kickoff is fielded about the 15, returned by historic Marshall, up to about the 27 before they're stopped, and the defense will come out on the field. Jason, this Marshall team's 3-4 on the season, but we were saying don't sleep on them. Three out of their four losses were by a combined 11 points.
Yeah, they're a really tough team. They're in every game,
yeah,
which is always one of the games that you kind of have to be wary of if you're a good team coming in. You look at the record and say, oh, we can take these guys, and sometimes you play a little bit lighter than what you really should because they'll sneak up on you, and they'll do some damage if you're not careful.
Yeah, can't sleep on them. Their lone loss that was by more than a few points was actually the 21-0 loss to Lumen Christie, but Marshall's looking game for tonight. Handoff on first down, goes left side off tackle, and he'll get stopped for a gain of about 3 to 4 yards. And on the carry on that one, Zachary Walker, 6'1", 185-pound senior. Looks like if he gets in the open field, he's got some open field speed. Yeah. That one's going to go. Yeah, they got a nice spot on that. They're going to get about six.
Yeah, they get a very generous spot. Their quarterback, Cody Schellenberger, for the Marshall Redhawks, the 5'10" junior, so a little undersized for the quarterback position.
And a second down, they go with a split formation. They give off to Walker again. This time he meets the Western defensive line at the line of scrimmage. And he'll get just about maybe half a yard. Third down and still a manageable three for the Redhawks.
Yeah, good design play just to get as many yards as possible to make this third down as manageable as you can get. I mean, you do have I don't know if veteran is the right word, but a quarterback who's definitely an upperclassman and should be able to handle a situation like this.
So they run kind of an eye, but that running back's real deep. Two wide receivers to the right. They give to the fullback. Powers up the middle, and he's going to be close, still moving his feet. Nice effort there in the end, and I think the last effort there got him the first down.
Yeah, they're going to spot that at the 40, so that will be first and 10, Marshall.
Moving the chains with a nice give to the fullback, and again, they hit him for almost no gain, and he just kept churning the legs. Marshall gets the first down on their first possession, converting on third down at 3. 10:26 to go. We're scoreless here in the early going on their K105.3 football frenzy.
And that is a big fullback in Wink McDonald. Or excuse me. Yeah, no, that's right. I had to look at that one twice.
There's another give to Walker. Kind of a pitch out, and then he dives for about 3 on first down. Second and 7. And right now, Marshall looking to march it. Jason, what do you think the field conditions going to affect the passing game for these teams today?
I think it'll be slightly. Midfield, you know, between the 40s, it's definitely torn up down there, so making those cuts is going to be difficult.
I formation, two split left receivers for the Redhawks in a rollout. Now it's turned into a bootleg. He's going to run it up the sideline. Gets to about the 50 before he goes out of bounds. It's going to depend on the spot, whether or not they'll move the chains, and the spot looks good right there at about the 49. So another first down for the Redhawks on the carry by quarterback Aiden Ballou. Is that who we had?
Cody Schellenberger.
Cody Schellenberger, thank you, Jason.
Yep, and that was actually a really, really smart play on his part. Not a whole lot of options downfield, just tuck it and run and pick up what you can. And thankfully it worked out to where he's going to have himself a first down.
And, you know, I don't know if that's a designed run. I guess they probably give him the option. But you always kind of, if you're a quarterback, you want to look like you're a threat to throw. That gives everybody a little extra pause before they come up and hit you. Hand off to Walker on first down for Marshall. And he's got some room. He's going to get about 7, maybe 8 on the first down carry as they start to move their way into Panther territory. That's going to be about the 42-yard line. Every bit of 7 yards on first down. 9:14 as they're eating up some clock here in the early going. Still scoreless at Western High School. But the Redhawks on the move.
Yeah, Walker did a good job on that carry, getting in between the tackles, and he's a good-sized tailback, has a lot of speed, nice, solid one-cut move. He does line up a lot deeper than you would normally see out of a tailback, though.
Yeah, I guess he likes to get that head of steam. This time they give, again, to the fullback, and a battle. Every time he gets the football, he's hit early, but he just keeps working, and he's going to get about a yard before they pull him down. It's going to make it third and short again for the Redhawks.
Brought down by Landon Ruskowski, third down in the yard from the Western 40-yard.
And that is Cody Beatty, the fullback. Beatty 6'1", 235.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Handoffs to Walker on third and short. He gets slowed up by his own lineman. I don't think he got it, Jason.
Yeah, he looks to be just a little short. And looks like it is going to be fourth down.
First by Brock Myers.
And not quite a yard to get to the first down marker. But they did stop him, and it looks like Marshall might as well come out here and go for it. 7:45 to go first quarter. Marshall, a time-consuming drive so far.
Yeah. Zachary Walker comes off. Ezra McAllister back on for the Redhawks. And, again, it could be a situation where they try to hard count him and then punt.
I form with two receivers to the left for Schellenberger. He pitches out. And it's a new back in the game, racing to the sideline. Did he get it before he went out of bounds? The Panthers signaling he didn't. The Redhawks signaling he did, and we'll look for the spot.
That is a turnover.
He didn't like the spot, but he did. Western made the play. Ezra McAllister on the carry, and it was a race to the sideline, and Western won the race. They'll take over on downs on their own 40-yard line. Pretty good field position to start for this Western Panther offense. Panthers, again, 6-1 on the year. They won 5 straight. Last week they beat up on Coldwater 35-13. We were looking back at the history, and Marshall's Western's 2-12 all time, yeah, against Marshall, so they'd like to get another win in their favor in the all-time battle between these two teams.
Yeah, the only team that they have a worse record against in their history is Lumen, and I believe it was, 1-14 or something
they
like
had,
that?
Yeah, so they had one win in 1976.
Yes.
Papin at quarterback. He's got 3 wide receivers. Real spread formation for Marshall. Play action. He's throwing out first down. He's got a man deep behind
wide
everybody.
Open.
Wide open. It's caught. Nate Burke on the long reception. 60 yards for the touchdown on one play.
Wow, and that is why Tyler Pape is one of the best quarterbacks in the area. Nate Burke just got behind everybody, and it was no contest.
Pape, your ESPN 101.9. Prep Athlete of the Week, and he proved it there. Nate Burke is an interesting person to be the one going deep also, because he's got the speed and size for a receiver. He's got a big club on his left hand from an injury from the basketball season. He's out there basically with one hand able to reel that in and got behind everybody. He had 5 to 6 yards of cushion. What a great play call on first down for Western. And I guess Pape's answering our early question, will the weather affect the passing game? It doesn't look like it.
Just so a solid post route by Burke.
With 7:08 to go first quarter, a quick 7 points up for the Panthers. And we will take a 30-second break, back with a kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
7-0 Western. Big play offense there. 60-yard pass to Nate Burke from Tyler Pape. You know, when Steel Fortress was the name associated with this Western high school football team for several years, he goes on to play at Michigan Tech. And somebody I talked to said,
"Oh yeah,
even last year they were going, Pape is good.
Yep.
We're gonna be fine at quarterback, and he's proven that over and over again here for the Panthers." Ball's teed up at the 40. Kick is a low roller, and bobbled at the 23. Picked up and into the line. He's gonna get to about the 28, and now it's a scrum. And eventually they get him down to the ground, and not a big gain there on the return, but Marshall will have decent field position at their own 28-yard line.
Wyatt Heavey brings him down. Also, we'll get you your qualifiers from Football Frenzy here in just a quick minute. They have come across the wire. We've got our 10 qualifiers plus our $50 Shell gas card winner.
Yeah, thanks to XL Staffing for providing gift certificates for the giveaways at all the tailgates this year. XL Staffing.
Familiar name on here. Actually went to high school with one of our qualifiers this week.
So now shotgun formation for Marshall, looking a little bit different with three wideouts, but they still give go for the run on first down.
Still
past the 30, still on his feet. Looked like he might get away actually there at the end. They whistle the play dead. It'll be interesting to see how they spot it. On the carry is Ezra McAllister.
And it seems like they're able to interchange McAllister and Zachary Walker pretty handily. They kind of swap plays back and forth, and both could possibly be every down backs, but why not shake them up?
Well, sure, anytime now you see usually schools will go a couple different backs deep. I think Napoleon's probably the exception where we saw them mainly stick to one guy this year. Shotgun again for Schellenberger, and he bobbles the snap slightly. He's got defense in his face, and he's going to lose yards on this one back to the 25. The Western defense opportunistic on the only a slight error on the pitch. Bobbled it for a moment, was able to reel it in, but by the time he got it, he had a defender in his face, and that defender was Garrett Plate. I know we got Garrett Plate family in right in front of his custom stadium
seats.
Yeah.
$5 raffle ticket. Yeah, there they go. Garrett Plate, the senior.
.537 to go first quarter. 7-0 Western scored on a 60-yard pass play to Nate Burke. Marshall had driven the ball a good 40 yards before getting stuffed on fourth down. Now they're at it again on third and long. And more pressure coming for Schellenberger. He escapes it, gets out of the pocket to the left. He's going to get about 6 yards before he's carried out of bounds, but that brings up a fourth down at about four. And potential punting situation for the Red Hawks of Marshall.
Yeah, Wyatt Heavey was the one who was able to get him out of bounds, and it looked like that Schellenberger kind of took off a little early. He didn't have a ton of pressure bearing down on him, but he bailed out of the pocket with some quickness, and it worked to a certain extent, but unfortunately it's still fourth down. And it looks like Western will have Landon French back to return the punt.
Snap is there. Kicks away clean. Nice high end-over-end kick. That will not be returned. It bounces and takes a Western hop. Goes back outside of the 40. Western should get it. Oh, that's a garbage spot. At the 39.
MHSAA.com.
He had touched it well before that, and he walked a half a yard, but
yeah.
That's where they'll take. It's not bad field position. Matter of fact, it's within inches of where they started on their last drive.
Indeed.
That took one play to reach the end zone. .425 to go here in the first quarter. A quick first quarter on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. And a quick strike Western offense. Papes in the shotgun. Sends a wing in motion. Play action again. Looking to throw, and he goes out again to the same play, basically.
Nice catch.
He's not going to go for the touchdown. The defender was a little closer on that one. But a huge gain again for Western on first down, going to Nick Ferris. On that post route, Jason, they're just running him out there, and Pape put it on the dot, right where it needed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fantastic pass, and he high-pointed the catch. Good job there. Might have been slightly overthrown, but a good job by Ferris to go up and high-point that ball and come down with it. And it just looks like they're going to take advantage of going over the top of those secondary, the corners, for Marshall.
Western from the Marshall 27-yard line. Three wide receivers for Pape. Back to throw again. And he goes to the end zone in the corner, overthrown. Nobody's able to chase that one down. Maybe a little miscommunication on the route. But I guess if you're Tyler Pape, you're 2 for 3 passing so far for a touchdown and about 100 yards.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's an efficient quarterback day right there.
4 minutes to go here in the first, 7-0 Western lead over historic Marshall in town, Interstate 8 opponent. Western trying for a 7-1 record, which would put them on pace to have their best ever season. At least since the 80s. Handoff, the first run play of the game for the Panthers. They'll only get about a yard before being tackled on the carry, Javon Lewis. Third down and 10 now for Western. Let's see what they call from the sideline. 3:39 to go first quarter. This might be the fastest first quarter of football we've had all year.
Yeah, it really has.
We always talk about snacks and stuff up here, Jason, but I had a bag of popcorn from the concession stand. Best not. And they run an option play on third and long. And they've got some room to run.
Still on
his feet. Instead of going out, he turns it back inside. I think they're going to call it dead that he stepped out of bounds at that first contact. So he's not quite going to get to the 20, which the first down marker is at the 17. So that'll bring up about fourth and 4.5.
Yeah, that was junior Landon Raskowski with the run there on the option. Good job to reel that pitch in. It was a little bit long. Just kind of reached out with the big claw and brought it in.
He really laid a lick on the defender that first tried to hit him too, but he stepped, just must have hit his toes on the sideline because he tried to turn it back upfield. But they whistled the play dead. Pape back to pass. Well, potentially. No, he does hand off to Raskowski. And they are going to stop him shy of the first down marker. So Marshall makes the defensive stand. Our score remains at 7-0 with 3:05 to go first quarter. So the Marshall defense stalls the Western offense. A couple of big plays so far for the Panthers, but in the short yardage, a little bit of struggle. Marshall takes over from their own 20. I'm seeing on the 21.
Yeah, looks about right. About two receivers to the left.
And here we go on the handoff to Walker on first down. He's hit right at the line. We get a flag coming in late.
It's in the spot of a hold. Yep.
And that'll go against Marshall. So they had gotten about two on the play, but they'll move it back 10.
And you think these officials want to get out of here? He didn't waste any time with that call.
No little conference, nothing like that.
There was
no discussion.
Nothing.
He said, hey, it's a holding. Just call it.
Let's move.
It's cold out and wet. We had really good weather all year, actually, at these football games. This is the first one that's not fantastic. But, again, it's good enough they're able to get on the field. No lightning, no anything like that. Knock on wood.
Yeah, and you know, this is one of the better press boxes that we get a treat to be in. I mean, we have our own little space here. It's wide open, nice big windows, no obstructed views. They gave us pizza.
Fresh pizza, yeah.
I mean, We're doing all right.
Yeah, we can't complain.
Don't feel bad
for us. The weather
doesn't
affect us. My socks are wet from earlier walking out here, but that's about it.
I'm still warming up from football frenzy, but yeah.
Shotgun formation with two backs for Schnellenberger, and he does hand off. It's Walker, and he finds a seam. They closed it pretty quick, and he's going to come up short of that original line of scrimmage. Second down now, and wow, that's not a great spot. Second down and about 14.
And Wyatt Heavey was—he read the hole opening up, took a sidestep away from the blocker, and was able to bring him down.
On my way up to the press box, Jason I was advised that we had to make sure we pronounced Heavey correctly.
Yes.
That we got Bodie right.
Yep.
And that we got there was one other. Oh, there's Tyler Pape and there's Eric Pape, and they're not the same person. That was my warning from some fans. Handoff on second and long. Gets to the edge, turns the field nearly to the first down. He might have gotten it, depending on the spot, but a big carry on second and long. That was Ezra McAllister, and he was close to breaking that loose for a huge gain. So it's third down and one.
Good burst.
After the big penalty, Marshall's gotten themselves into a position to convert for first down. 1:19 to go first quarter. Still 7-0 Panthers. Here come the Red Hawks. Just shy of the 30-yard line here. Taking the snap, handoff, and he's got the first down. That'll move the chains. Second effort again gives him a little extra.
He's got enough to move the chains.
And that's been something interesting so far in the early going for Marshall is the way that after first contact, they don't stop. They just continue chugging, and they've been able to get 1, 2, sometimes even 3 yards extra after that first hit.
Yeah, Cody Beattie, the fullback, normally he's listed in the program as an offensive/defensive lineman. He's checking in at 235, so he's a good-sized fullback, good weapon to have back there.
First down for the Redhawks, a handoff, and he's going to go nowhere. Good job stuffing that play. Again, that is Garrett Plate on the defense, and he's really creating havoc on that left end. Good job of shutting down the edge, and then he was able to close off the gap and really just make a great stop there. No gain, second down and 10 for Marshall. 23 seconds to go first quarter, and I don't know if we're going to get a playoff before this runs out.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're in any hurry to get to the line of scrimmage.
So we'll call it an end to the first quarter here. 7-0, Western leads Marshall. Back in a minute on K105.3.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Second quarter here on the K105.3 Football Frenzies, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Second down and 10 for the Redhawks. And Schnellenberger rolling out. Pitches out.
Fumble. Oh, he got it.
Still holding on. Looked like he lost it for a moment, but he keeps it. He's able to dive forward. Only gets about a yard on the carry, and that is McAllister on the run for Marshall. And while they huddle up, let's go ahead and get you these qualifiers for the 2-year lease on the Chevy Equinox. And we've got Scott Sandberg, Miranda Lindsay, Amy Wingett, Corey Parler, K. Carrie Parler, excuse me, Erica Elkins, Sarah Sundberg, Craig Kittinger, Marty Madden, and Jesse Goodley, and Rick Whalen. As Marshall runs a pitch play and could not get to the edge. The Panthers string the play out to the sideline. On third down at about 9, no gain. And that will bring out the punt unit for Marshall.
Yeah, that was a good job there by Oxley to contain the edge there. And you could see McAllister was just trying to wait patiently for something to open up, and nothing ever did. Oxley finally, with first contact, brought him down and bring it up fourth down.
Back to punt. Good snap. Kick is away. He had more defenders in his face that time, but a big boot over the head of the receiver. He's able to go back and get it, though. Dodges a couple hits, still on his feet. He's not going to go anywhere, though. So about the 23-yard line. Pulled down, but he did kind of an over-the-shoulder grab to get that football, and that was Landon French on the return. Western gets the football back. Moving left to right on your radio dial. 10:19 to go here in the first half. Western with a 7-0 lead. Struck quickly on their first possession, first play from scrimmage, and they go 60 yards to Nate Burke on the connection. Since then, they've struggled to get much yardage.
Yeah, they've kind of stalled out a little bit as the rain begins to fall again.
They had the two big plays and not much else. On first down here, Pape's going to keep it through the line, and he's got room to run, and there you go, proving us incorrect. First down on about a 12-yard carry to about the 36-yard line for the Panthers, first and 10, moving toward midfield.
And Ben Lee was probably the only one that was going to get to him, because that was an amazing burst by Pape there to just blast through the middle, and he was into the second level before anybody really kind of knew what was happening.
Yeah, good size for Pape out there, and he looked fast on that play. He's back in the shotgun with four wide receivers. In motion, the wing. Takes the handoff, and what a play by the Marshall defense, bursting through the line, catching him in the backfield. He's going to lose about six on the play. Ball carrier was James Bloomfield.
Yeah, that was a big hit there by Justin Hankey, the 5'9" junior linebacker, bust through the line with the quickness. He timed that perfectly.
9.5 to go first half, still 7-0 Western working with. They didn't lose as much as it looked like they did. Second down about 13. They have big play capability, we've seen that. And we'll go out of a shotgun, three wide receivers, now four. As Javon Lewis moves into the slot, now he goes into motion. And three to the right side for Pape. He gets some penetration, it was a screen set up. And incomplete. And it was a screen set up for Burke. And I told you, he's got that big club on his left hand, and that definitely interfered with his ability to catch on that one.
Yeah, he's got, you see that typically with an interior lineman when they have a hand or wrist injury. You'll see them, they'll tape up their hand, but then they extra tape and padding and things like that. And it literally looks like a club on the end of your arm. And that definitely is going to impede his ability to reel in a pass.
Yeah, unusual to see a receiver with that. So on third and long, Pape bobbles a snap slightly, but he does get the pass away, and that's going to run incomplete. Intended receiver on the play, Landon French. Incomplete fourth down and long, and Western will send out their punt unit for the first time.
Yeah,
yep, Burke kind of looks like, you remember those Hulk hands?
Yep, that's
what
it looks
like. It
looks
like he has a Hulk hand.
Yeah. And he's going to come out onto the punt team. The punter, I believe, if I remember correctly, is Ferris? No.
Ben Lee back to return. Yeah, French to return, or to kick.
Good punt.
Ben Lee back to return. He'll not return. It takes a Western bounce at the 35 and all the way down to the 20. And that's about as good as you could have hoped for that punt. That was a long punt, big boop. 8:48 to go in the first half. Still 7-0 Western. Out of town scores for you. 21-7 now. Jackson High leads Pinckney.
Wow.
Taking control of that one. And Xavier Edwards with a 63-yard run. He's having an outstanding year for the Vikings.
Hillary Griffin, three kills. How about a great big hand for the JV girls volleyball team? Way to go, ladies.
Marshall on the field, huddled up. Western defense ready to go. Burke on the field, a defensive back. Keeping an eye on. Burke's a guy, like, he's one of my favorite basketball players in the area. Just a hard note. Pitch out on first down for Marshall. The quarterback takes the hit, able to get the pitch away. The carry ends up out of bounds on the option. Ezra McAllister on the carry, but they're going to get about seven on the play.
Yeah, that's always risky when your quarterback is making his way down and tries to pitch it out. Sometimes you can run into situations where, you know, the tackler can get the an arm on your pitch hand and stuff like that, and it can cause havoc with that ball and the trajectory. And thankfully, it worked out for him.
Three wide receivers now for Marshall, split left for Snellenberger, and he'll hand it off on second down at about four. Into some space there for the McAllister on the carry, and he's going to get the first down and then a little bit more. And he goes about 11 yards on the carry to the 37-yard line, first down and 10 for Marshall.
Good cut there. Nice couple of spin moves there, actually, and broke him free. Looked like he ran into the line, made a spin move, got free, picked up the first down, made another spin move, and got another probably 3 or 4 yards after that with a nice couple of shifty moves.
They'll put that all the way up to about the 39, 38. 8 minutes to go in the half.
Good crowd tonight despite the weather for Western.
Shotgun for Schnellenberger, rolling right, looking to pass. Got an open man, hits him. It's only going to go for about 6 yards, but it will set up a second down and four, and Marshall continues to move the rock here to about the 46-yard line. That'll give him seven on that one.
Looked like Nate Burke was in on the hit there. A little bit slow to get up, but he's moving around just fine now. A little bit doubled over.
Marshall defense had, Western defense has had kind of a bend, don't break mentality going on. And they've been able to stand up when it was vital. Still some room to work here for the Marshall Redhawks. Second down and about three. And that give goes to Walker, and he's going to go nowhere. Wow, what a good, that's a generous spot where the stick man went. Still going to be about third down and three.
Wrapped up by Brock Myers.
You're starting to see the umbrellas and the raincoats coming out here.
Sky's opened up a little bit again. Yeah, a lot of early arrivals tonight, Jason. When I was getting here to set up, there were already people filling the stands out. 6:44 to go. Here in the first half, 7-0 Panthers. Marshall on the drive, third down and about three, and we're going to time out from the Redhawks.
Marshall.
Let's go ahead and take a break ourselves. 30 seconds, and we're right back. 7-0 Western on K105.3.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning 517-529-9437 or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
6:38 to go here, first half. Western leads Marshall 7-0 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. They got a tough one tonight, East Jackson.
Yeah, they do. Grass Lake.
Grass Lake, Cascades Conference champion, Grass Lake unbeaten, and East Jackson winless. We'll look for an update there, and we get a flag offside against Western, so Marshall with the hard count coming out, and that'll move the chains, and that'll also get him into Western territory. On the other side of the 50-yard line, 47, first and 10. That's the 48. I should know that. It's right in line with me. 6:31 on our game clock here for the first half. Schnellenberger hands off to Walker. He comes to a dead stop when he gets to the line, and he's brought down. He might have lost a yard. We'll see where the forward progress left him, but at best, it's second and ten.
Okay,
that's right about where they'll spot at the original line of scrimmage.
No gain on the play.
And Zachary Walker was... He looks like he has the same type of build that Ezra McAllister does, but for some reason McAllister's been able to get himself free in more frequency than Walker has.
And Walker got the start, but he's been really splitting carries pretty evenly, trying to get to the outside, and looked like he was going to get stopped for a short gain. He ends up sliding ahead for about 4, maybe 5 yards. Walker with a little patience there, going to the edge, and... You could see on that run, Jason, it looked like maybe he was struggling to find his footing on the wet field.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel confident in his cuts the way that McAllister looks like he does. McAllister back into the game with Walker, both of them on the field for Marshall. 5:20 to go.
You'll see a lot of times players will wear different shoes in these type of weather conditions just for... Whether or not it makes a difference is debatable, but you'll see them go with more of like a metal-type cleat or a different type of spike that'll help them.
Well, maybe if all it does is make you believe that...
Exactly, yeah, if it works.
So 5:05 to go here, second quarter, another timeout from the Redhawks. We'll keep it here on the broadcast right now. Stay tuned at the half for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll get you the This Week in High School Football segment with the MHSAA.
Flight winner.
Jackson, of course, unbeaten, leading Pinckney at last check in 21-7. Lumen Christie unbeaten tonight. They'd be heavily favored against Battle Creek Penfield.
They're scoreless right now after one.
Hillsdale unbeaten in town to play Columbia Central out there in Brooklyn, where we had K-Day all day today.
Yes, awesome time out there.
Big game out there. And Springport and Reading both unbeaten in the I-8, the Big 8. And we're waiting on that outcome to give you an idea where we're going to be next week.
Yep.
We mentioned unbeaten Grass Lake also earlier with a game in which they'll be heavily favored against East Jackson. Third down and 7 for Marshall out of shotgun. Schnellenberger rolling right, and he throws it out. Caught.
Good catch.
And there's another first down for the Redhawks inside the 35 in Western Territory. A nice throw and catch by Schnellenberger.
Aiden Ballou with the reception. Ballou, actually the backup quarterback. He's 5'11", senior.
Nice stab there because there was a defender right there, and pretty sure-handed on the catch. Under 5 minutes to go now in the half. Marshall driving. First and 10, right on about the 35-yard line in Western Territory. Schnellenberger will hand up to Walker on first down. Walker cuts it upfield, and he's going to get about 5 on that play. Western leads 7-0. Struck very early and hasn't scored since. All of our scoring actually got done in about 10 seconds.
Within the first 5 minutes of the game, too.
Second down and 7.
Well, second down open, too.
Yeah, second down and not a great spot on the first down run. So they get about 7 yards here to go. Pitches out to McAllister on second and long. McAllister racing for the edge. He's not going to get it. Great pursuit by the Panther defense. And that is Wyatt Heavey chasing him to the sideline. So he'll get a couple yards. It'll be third down at about 5 for Marshall. And Western's done a great job of stretching out that edge and not letting anything go for big gains outside of the tackles, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been able to control the edge for the most part. They're giving up a handful of yards here and there, but all in all, solid ability by Heavey, and Tyler Oxley has been coming from the interior to make a few plays as well.
Third down play here for Marshall. I formation, two receivers. Schnellenberger rolling out on a pitch out to McAllister, and he's hit.
Big
brought
hit.
Down, open field tackle, big play right there. And the tackle made by Landon Raskowski. Fourth down for Marshall.
Yeah, we saw him earlier drop that shoulder on a run play and take a guy down, and that was a big hit. And he's not the tallest kid on the field, but he's got good size to him and definitely some really, really good technique to be able to bring down McAllister the way he did.
Yeah, solo tackle in the open field. Great job by Heavey. Big play. It's going to bring up fourth and keep it at about 7, maybe 6.5. Marshall offense out on the field. Shotgun for Schnellenberger. He's got Walker in the backfield with him and 3 receivers to his left. He runs left, rolling out, looking to throw. And he lets it go. And caught. Did he keep it in bounds? Waiting for the signal.
He's going to be short.
He did make the catch, but he's short of the first down marker. So it's Western football. They might do a measurement, though, here. As close as it is.
And
nope. They make the turnover call. So the Western defense bends but doesn't break. They end that drive by about a half a yard. But they got the job done. So 3:05 to go here in the first half. 7-0 Western. They'll get the football back. A lot of field to work with here for the Panthers. And again, the first possession, they struck with that big 60-yard pass. They get about a 40-yarder on their next possession on the first play. And since then, they have not moved the football a lot.
Yeah,
nice run by Pape. They send the slot in motion. Pape keeps, and he's going to get hit and brought down. He's going to lose about 4 on the play.
Big hit there. Trenton Fuller, the sophomore, 6'4", 210. Able to bust through the line on that looked like an option play that did not go Pape's way.
The option can fool a guy, maybe two, but they had 3 guys ready to grab Pape as soon as he got into the open. A good penetration by the Marshall defense. Second down, and they only took about 2 yards away from him. Pape working out of the shotgun with 4 wideouts. In motion, Pape will keep, and this time he's got some room. Through the line, past the 30, down to 35, 36. He's close to that first down marker. And if they go by the official on the sideline, he spots it. That's a first down. Move the chains.
Yeah, that was a. He's looking like it's a generous spot, yeah.
Big play again. Tyler Pape now has been the most effective runner and passer here for Western. Burt comes in from the sideline, brings in the play. 2:19 to go here in the half, so Western working against the clock a little bit from their own 36-yard line. And Pate back to throw. He's got time. Looking downfield, nobody's open. Now he gets it away. It's caught and still on his feet.
Wow.
He breaks a couple tackles into the open field. He's going to only get about 5 yards, but that was a great job by... How's that?
Bloomfield, it looked like.
Bloomfield on the catch. Now, the beautiful thing about it is he makes the catch, mm-hmm. and there's 2 Marshall defenders closing in on him, and he sidesteps them just enough. They smack into each other. Second down and about 6. Under 2 minutes now to go first half. Out of the shotgun for Pape. He'll run it. And he's got some yardage. He's going to get into Marshall territory. That just brought down at the 50. Pate continues to will the Panthers down the field here.
Yeah.
Just shy midfield, but it will move the chains. First and 10 for the Panthers with 1:48 to go here in the half.
And good clock management so far by the Panthers. They're ready to go as the clock begins.
Shotgun for Pate again, 4 wide. And he'll run it again, this time right into the line.
Fumble.
And then he fumbles, and I think Marshall's got it.
Yep. That is
Marshall
football.
Signal, but Pape has it pulled out from behind, and I think that's a turnover. They're not going to. So they won't give it.
Yeah, that's second down. I guess they're going to say the ground caused it?
I guess.
Or he was down?
The ball was loose, and that Marshall player pulled it in.
Yeah, it looked like a legit fumble.
Yeah, I didn't think the ground didn't cause it.
Yeah.
Anyway, with 1:09 to go, second down at about 8 for the Panthers. Dodged one there. Out of the shotgun, back to pass. Pape, he's got a little time. Gets the throw to the sideline. And coming back to the ball was Landon French, intended receiver, and he lost his footing a little bit. And the throw ends up short, incomplete. That'll stop the clock at 1 minute. And Western's got third down and about 8.
And it's not raining particularly hard right now, but just a little while ago, it was drizzling pretty good, and that'll cause some problems on those rarely treaded upon spots on the field.
Shotgun for Pate. Three wide to his left, one to his right. He gets penetration, and he'll get sacked. They'll pull him down at the 45. Big play for Marshall on the defense, and that clock's going to run. And a fourth and long, Western's going to be glad to let it go. 7-0 lead for the Panthers right now. You got one more play here before we get in the locker room as the clock continues to run.
Yeah, do you take the delay game? Just let it run down as far as you can, take the delay game, punt it away?
I think Coach Mifsud is standing there with the official, and he's going to call a timeout as soon as the clock gets as low as it can get.
Waiting for the signal from the back judge, who keeps time.
10 seconds. There's the signal. And there's your timeout with 2.5 seconds. They got another 0.8 of a second off the clock in the change before the official makes the signal and the guy with the running the clock can stop it. So 1.7 seconds. Western will probably you gun it for the end zone one time here before you go.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you can get time, because the offensive line for Western has not really been exceptional in this game, unfortunately. And if he can get enough time, he definitely has the arm to do it. And we've seen that the wide receivers have the ability to get behind the secondary, so it's worth a shot.
So timeout here. Team strategizing for the final 1.7 seconds. Stay tuned at the half for Collins Brothers floor covering. And we'll get you our Denny's halftime stats. And we'll hear from the MHSAA. Busy halftime here, Western High School. 1.7 seconds. They do send the offense out. Three wide receivers to the right for Tyler Pape. He's back to pass. Penetration. They run kind of a screen. They'll get it away. He's got some room to run. Cuts it through. He's still on his feet to the 20, to the 15, and he pulled down. The ball's loose.
They haven't whistled yet.
No, they do whistle it dead. They're right in the time runs out.
Wow.
Nice screen pass to Landon Raskowski, and he eats up quite a bit of field. Won't quite make it to the end zone, so time runs out on our first half. 7-0 our score at the half. Western, they score on their first try. No other points allowed here the rest of the way for the first half as it quickly flew by there.
Yeah.
On a rainy night on Deering Road here at Western High School, Panthers with a first half shutout of the Marshall Redhawks offense. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. And we will come back. We'll get you your Denny's halftime stats and set things up for the second half. Again, 7-0 Western leads Marshall on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. B and her team make braces fun. And in October, they show just how much they care for the Jackson community. Summit Orthodontics will donate money for each person who gets pink on their braces or shares their smile pink on Summit Orthodontics Facebook page. Dr. B and her team make braces stress-free with family-friendly scheduling before and after school. Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Help the Smile Pink campaign in October. Come see Dr. B and her team, the orthodontists who care.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Halftime here at Western High School. 7-0 Panthers scored early, and then they played to a tie there, except for that one big play. But it was a huge play, 60-yard pass to Nate Burke. Right now, the play of the game for Tyler Pape, who's probably sitting in the driver's seat for our Player of the Game award. And we're waiting on some halftime stats here from the Marshall.
They have come in.
Sideline, here it comes. 21-7-0, give you a little out-of-town score, 27-0. Jackson High still leads Pinckney, but Exire Edwards is hurt right now, injured.
Uh-oh.
So that's troublesome for Jackson.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get those halftime stats, Jason. What do you got for us for Denny's, the halftime stats?
Oh, we have got all kinds of good stuff here for Marshall. Schellenberger, he's 3 for 3, 23 yards. Ezra McAllister, 39 yards on 10 carries. Zachary Walker, 27 on 11. Cody Beattie, the fullback, 3 carries for 11 yards. Aiden Ballou has all 3 of the receptions for Marshall for 23 yards. On the flip side of that, Tyler Pape, he's 4 of 8, 133, and the score, of course, to Nate Burke, his only catch, a 60-yarder. Landon Raskowski has a catch for 36, Nick Ferris, 33, James Bloomfield, 4. And then you have the rushing stats, Tyler Pape, 6 carries for 32 yards, Landon Raskowski, 2 carries for 6, and James Bluefield has a negative 3 on the night.
Statistics brought to you by Denny's Restaurants. These burgers are from Denny's?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, these burgers are from Denny's. I wish we had some Denny's burgers up here. We'll have to deal with the pizza we got instead. It's going pretty good up here. We're not complaining.
Not complaining.
On a cold, rainy night here at Western High School, we are sitting in the lap of luxury as far as I'm concerned and having a great night. Fun football game in the first half. Jason, adjustments you see necessary for either team?
It's necessary to make adjustments at halftime, obviously, because what you've been doing on both sides of the ball for both teams isn't working. I mean, offensively, at least, it's not working. Defensively, it's working pretty good. So if you're Marshall, I think really you put the ball in McAllister's hands more often, maybe work on some screens, something in the flat, get him into some space, because he showed a lot of promise when he had open space. He was able to create and move and pick up big yardage. On the opposite side of that for Western, let Pape create a little bit more and let him do what he does. He's not getting any time to really let routes develop downfield. So you have two options. You either can get tough with your offensive line and say, look, you guys got to step it up, or you dive deeper into the playbook for more shallow routes, crossing routes, quick hitters, whatever you need to do, set up some picks, do something to get guys open in short yarded situations where they have space.
Yeah, and I think on those, the early plays, the big pass plays for Pape, they ran a quick play action, but I think as the game went on, Marshall started worrying about the pass a little more, and they weren't concerned about the play action so much. So they were able to really, the line especially, was able to penetrate and,
yep,
and get some pressure on Pape. Because on those couple early throws, he had all the time he needed to let his receiver get downfield and make that pass play. But again, they started to catch on to that, and they were really penetrating defensively there late in the half for Marshall. So Western will get the football to start the second half. We'll go ahead and take 2 minutes here. We'll get your MHSAA This Week in High School Football segment And we'll be back to set things up for the second half. Again, Western leads 7-0 over historic Marshall here at Western High School. On the K105.3 Football Frenzy, the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Looking to take the next step, what referees don't do, and the football trilogy. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. You may not know that Pickford's athletic history is highlighted by a national record. 27 straight MHSAA boys track and field championships from 1952 to 1978 under legendary coach Webster Morrison. But 40 years after that streak, folks certainly now know about a Panther football team that's ready to knock down the door and give the school its first gridiron title. Pickford hasn't lost an 8-player football game in 2 years and has reached the playoff semifinals in each of the last 2 years, losing to eventual champions Powers North Central and Crystal Falls Forest Park. And these Panthers are a junior-laden bunch that's off to a 7-0 start, outscoring its opponents by an average of 40 points per game. Here's Coach Josh Rader.
This year we got quite the balanced attack as far as on offense goes. You know, we are able to, you know, pass the ball and throw the ball, which is, you know, which is a huge advantage. And, you know, in even in football, the defense is already at a disadvantage. So if you can do multiple things, it really puts a lot of pressure on them.
Junior quarterback Jimmy Story has accounted for 30 touchdowns this season, throwing for 23 of them, and running back Stephen LaMoth and Matthew Bush lead the rushing attack, each averaging 10 yards per carry. The Panthers can clinch the Great Lakes 8-man East Division title this week with a win over Brimley. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to last week's girls tennis champions in the Upper Peninsula. Negaunee won its 5th straight championship in Division I, with Marquette finishing 2nd, and Ishpeming Westwood won its 3rd straight Division II title, topping runner-up West Iron County for the 2nd straight year by a single point. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Come on, come on, come on.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Game officials at all levels have a lot of responsibilities, but there are some critical things that take place in local high school games where officials don't have the authority that some folks think they do. Let's start with injuries, specifically concussions. Concussion management starts and ends with the local school. If an official suspects a concussion or any injury, all he or she can do is notify the coach of the team. The school makes a decision about whether or not a player stays in the game. We often get calls about whether or not an official is responsible for enforcing MHSAA handbook rules. Again, it's up to the school, which agrees to follow and enforce the rules when joining the association. Even if the official suspects an ineligible player is in the game, it's not his or her role to enforce that rule. It's all on the school.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Let's finish this week with a dive into the history books, into what is football's ultimate trilogy, a team that was undefeated, untied, and unscored upon. It's something that's happened 17 times going back to 1905 in Michigan, and the last time it took place was 45 years ago, when a team still considered to be one of the greatest of all time, the 1973 Saginaw Arthur Hill 11, achieved the ultimate level of perfection. Coach George Eiler's team averaged over a point a minute in going 9-0 that season and had an awesome 1-2 punch of quarterback Ron Rummel and running back Terry Urich, who went on to solid college careers at Central Michigan and Notre Dame. Holt had turned the trick the previous year, 1972, but then you had to go back to the 50s, where Portland, Reese, Charlevoix, and Caledonia turned the trick. In the 40s, it was Morenci, Mount Pleasant, North Muskegon, and Millington. And then Escanaba, Constantine, Boyne City, and Old Kalamazoo State High in the 30s. And before that, Grand Rapids Union, Port Huron, Lake Odessa, and Bay City Eastern and Kalamazoo Central all hit the trilogy. It's a lot harder, probably impossible to pull off now in the playoff era, and in fact, only one team since Arthur Hill, that was Dearborn in 1995, has gone through a regular season undefeated and not yielding a point. So there's your history lesson as we hit week 8 of the 2018 football season. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the half of Collins Brothers floor covering. And thanks again to Denny's for bringing us the halftime sets, but not bringing us any burgers.
Or pancakes.
Or pancakes.
Moons over Miami.
Oh, here on the halftime, thanks again to our first... Everybody came out for the tailgate, really, yeah. Pregame. And thanks to Summit Orthodontics for coming through with free T-shirts again for the Western faithful.
We gave away all of them.
You got rid of all of them?
Every single one of them.
Okay, so I benefited somehow.
Yes, you did. You can't wear it. But
she goes to Summit Orthodontics, so I know we
you paid for it, basically.
Of those shirts, at least a little bit. We got a couple minutes. We got a few minutes here before we'll get started on the second half. Again, our out of town scores, Jason. What do we have from the area?
We just got a score update from Columbia Central. It's halftime. Columbia Central leads Hillsdale 23-14 with the LCAA title on the line. Jackson leads Pinckney 21-7 at last update. And again, in that one, Exier Edwards is down, no word on his condition yet. And at last update, we're still waiting on a score update here, but after one, Lumen Christie and Battle Creek Penfield were tied at zero.
Surprising. Western back, or Lumen,
yeah,
back at full strength after some suspensions. And Penfield has been a good team all year. They've lost a couple. Actually, Western gave them a beating. That's not fair. They won the game. But again, we were looking at a Western team who, at this point, 6-1, excuse me, on the year. I don't want to presume that they win this one with only a 7-point advantage halfway through. But 6-1 on the season, 5-1 in the league. Chance to be their best record since going 7-2 in 1986. And really 7-2, if you look back, as far as we could see, was pretty much the best record they'd ever had. So getting to 7-1 and potentially 8-1 with a win following up next week at Adrian, where they'll be a favorite.
Well, they're in the modern era, I think. That was their best year. I think the first year of the program, we looked at it, they were undefeated, but that was 1964, I believe it was.
Early on. And I don't know if it was the first year they of the program or just for when they kept track of that. But Western did have, you're right, they did have an unbeaten season back then. Again, they'll be next week, they'll be on the road at Adrian. We will have two games next week. Thursday night we'll take, it'll be the second place matchup. So Michigan Center is at Napoleon tonight.
Yep.
The winner of that one would host a team from the Big Eight.
Either Springport or Reading.
Right. So we're narrowed down to four teams there. And then Grass Lake will take the winner of that Springport Reading game in the Friday night game that we'll have. So we got a couple more games for you in the regular season. And then we got a crowded field of Jackson area teams are going to be in the playoffs this year, at least early on. So we'll likely have a couple more games for you on the radio on K105.3 as we follow these teams through the playoffs.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be one of the deeper years in Jackson football around the area. You've got Lumen, who's unbeaten. Jackson's unbeaten. Grass Lake. Springport's very, very good. Napoleon, Michigan Center. Western's going to make the playoffs. You've got quite a few people, quite a few schools around the area that are going to make the playoffs, and most of them can do some damage.
Yeah, there could be a couple deep runs, including this Western team who's looking fantastic tonight. The defense has been, again, we'd like to see maybe a little shorter possessions for Marshall, but they haven't given anything away. They've made them work for every yard, and to that extent, they've been able to keep them out of the end zone and keep them off the scoreboard. So it's hard to complain about a shutout defense in the first half.
Yeah.
But I felt like Marshall was on the verge of maybe a big play somewhere. And as long as Western can kind of keep that from happening, they got a good shot out here tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a fun game to watch. We said that going in. We looked at the numbers. We looked at the history. Western has not fared well against Marshall in the past. They've always given them fits. And this could be one of those years where Western gets a W.
Another update from Jackson High. Furious end to the first half. 36-7 they lead now. 15 wow. points in the final 21 seconds of the half.
Wow.
Lumen Christie and Battle Creek Penfield tied at 7 at the half. As we continue to get our updates coming in, Western sends their kick return team onto the field, ready to take the second half. As we got 12 minutes up on the clock. Panthers with a 7-0 advantage over the Marshall Redhawks. Historic Marshall.
Yes, there you go. Thank you, GOC. He's got everybody in the building saying that.
And when I go to Marshall and I pass that historic Marshall, welcome to historic Marshall sign, I can't help but read it in GOC's voice.
Oh, yeah. There's a bakery there that has really weird hours, but, man, they make the best cupcakes in the universe. They're like almost pyramid-shaped, and they have, like, a cherry on top with some whipped cream. Oh, man, it's amazing.
A pyramid shape, is that even a cupcake at that point?
I don't know.
Or is it like some
I think it's like a mini cake at that point.
You got to kind of rename it somehow. I'll give you the opportunity to do that. Kick is a low liner. Skips at the 12-yard line. And now the return. He breaks.
Whoa!
Through the line, up the sideline. He has a chance.
Going to get
interesting run there, Javon Lewis. And there is a flag that comes in at the end of the play. But he slow played it there for a moment, and then he saw daylight, and he just burst through the hole. And it looked like he had a chance to break it for a moment. Good recovery by Marshall. The flag comes in. We'll wait to see what that call is, but that's going to be a hold against the Panthers. So that'll take a little air out of the sails there of the Panthers' offense and move her back after a decent return there.
Yeah, Lewis just... That was impressive out of nowhere. It looked like he was going to get held up, and then all of a sudden he's 10 yards deep, and we're just like, wait a minute.
It sliced right through there. So they'll spot the football back at the 10-yard line.
Oh, they got a space heater over there, man. That's awesome. They're trying to defrost the window so they can actually call plays. But
it did get quite foggy in there.
The coordinators for Western trying to see the field.
Shotgun here for Pape, and he'll run on first down. And we saw he led the Panthers in rushing in the first half. He's got the first down, still on his feet at the sideline to the 30.
Good run.
Down to almost the 35 before he's finally dropped. Great run by Tyler Pape.
Tackle made by Ben Lee. That's enough for another Western. First down.
The spot's going to be just shy of the 35, so at the 34-yard line, first and 10 for the Panthers, working from their own 10-yard line. They get some breathing room quickly. 11:39 to go here, third quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Handoff on first and 10, and that goes to Raskowski, and not room for him to get anything going. He's brought down back at the 28. Forward progress is going to get him up to about the original line of scrimmage. They really pulled him backwards there. Our third quarter of football brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. I say we, I mean them. I've never opened a, I have opened a drain.
I have two, but...
But easy ones.
Yeah, it was simple enough.
Out of the shotgun, Pape gives to the slot coming across, and he'll get power slammed. And that's a big loss for the Panthers, the handoff to James Bloomfield. And that play to Bloomfield has been, they've lost about 8 yards total on that play in two attempts. So we got a Marshall Redhawk down the field holding his knee and writhing in pain.
Yeah, that's never good.
That is not a good sign. That's going to be, I hate to speculate.
Yeah.
Because that's something that could be season ending. He straightened his leg out.
That's usually a good sign if you can.
Clock stopped at 10:44. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second break here on the Football Frenzy. Western leads 7-0 with the football. It's going to be third and about 15 when we come back.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Royal Jason Smith, third down at about 15 for the Panthers as players helped off the field. And putting a little bit of weight on the right leg. And I have that as Hayden Yeager, the injured player.
You have the 5'11 senior, 220 offensive defensive lineman. And it's a good sign that he's putting at least a little bit of weight on it. I know I've had a few knee injuries myself, and they are unpleasant.
So third and long here for Western. Blitz play coming. Action blitz. Set up a bit of a screen. Raskowski gets it, and a nice job. Raskowski is a big load to take down, but the effort, pretty fantastic there for Ben Lilrose to keep him from getting loose on a big gain. So that'll be fourth down at about 13. And Western will send the punt unit out with 10:11 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was a good stop there by Lilrose to make that play. And just that play fell apart quickly with Marshall was able to jump the snap, and it was all over after that.
Punt gets hung up on the foot. That's not going to go very far. Out of bounds about the 46-yard line. Still in Western territory, and that's about as bad as that could have gone. Jason, I think if, even though the play looked kind of broken, if Raskowski gets past Lilrose, there's a whole sideline of green that he had to work with. I think he gets the first out, so I think that tackle saved that possession for Marshall, because I think Raskowski had the first down and then some.
Yeah, and that was, even though, like you said, even though it was broken, he had some daylight there, and that was because pretty much everybody was breathing down Pape's neck, and nobody was back deep.
Yeah, and you know, and it almost was so bad you have to ask if it was designed that way as kind of a screen setup, and just, again, a good play by Lilrose. So first and 10 for Marshall from the Western 45.
And it looks like they're going to make, they sent Zakari Walker off the field for an equipment issue. So he'll have to sit out at least one play. Taylen Taylor comes in his place.
9:45 ticking away here in the third quarter. Schellenberger out of, and snap. The snaps fumbled. It's on the ground. And it looks like Marshall recovered. McAllister's able to dive on it. But they'll have second down and 10.
Second down, no gain on the play. Second down and 10.
And the officials get the football back. Marshall huddled up. McAllister now goes to the sideline. Look at that dirty jersey he's got working there.
You can tell he's had a game.
Schnellenberger, meanwhile, comes in bright white.
That's usually good for your quarterback. If his jersey's still clean, that's a good sign.
And we noted in the halftime, Jason, he was 3-for-3 passing, mm-hmm. only had 23 yards, but Marshall's not relying on the long ball in the pass, so he was very effective in the first half. And hit and pulled down for a loss on the run. Taylen Taylor.
Along with Brock Myers.
That was Tyler Oxley getting in to take him down. 46. Brock Myers also with the assist.
Forward prior. Good job, seriously, here. 8:29 to go, third quarter. 7-0 Panthers lead on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Third quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Stay tuned after the game. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Restaurant Player of the Game. Yes, Siri Bob Subway is providing box lunches to area schools. So if you got hungry kids, they'll be glad to help you. Schellenberger's first incomplete pass. He's rolling out to the right, looking for a receiver near the first down marker, and the defense jumps the route, nearly has the pickoff.
Yeah, that was James Bloomfield breaking up that pass there, and it looked like he had a shot to jump the route and get the pick, and just a little bit late, got the body contact, and good timing to break it up.
Yeah, breaks up the play, and it looks like Marshall is sending the punt unit. Fourth down and about 11. They're huddled up, 8:10 on our third quarter clock. Tune in tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday, on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. All the scores from the Jackson area and statewide. Here's your snap coming for the punt. It's a good snap. Kick is up to the left, high, and no return. Bounces at about the 15 and dies. On the 15-yard line. Western will take over first and 10 from their own 15.
15-yard line.
Panthers offense scoreless since the very early part of this first quarter. That's kind of the tail of the game. 7-0 still.
Since their first play.
Yeah. Pape has been kind of the source of all the offense. He's been their leading rusher. Of course, usually the quarterback's your leading passer.
Oh, I've got a halftime score from Michigan Center and Napoleon. Center leads 15-7.
Pape takes out of the shotgun. QB keep over the 15 to about the 18-yard line. Bring up second down and a long 7. 7:50 as the clock runs here in the third quarter. Pape out of the shotgun. He's got a real tight three receiver set to his left. He's going to roll out to the right. Pitches away now to Raskowski, and he's met there with nowhere to go. Pulled down at the 20-yard line, so he gets about a yard. But that'll bring up third and about 5.
And if Western wants to get that deep ball and take a shot downfield, they've got to get the run game going, because that run game is going to be able to open up the play action a little bit and buy time for Pape, who has just had little to no time. I mean, they've been able to focus solely on Pape and just react to everything else, and that has caused some problems for the Western offense.
They go four wide here, Raskowski in the backfield with Pape, and Bloomfield in motion. They don't give to him. Pape keeps. He'll dive forward. He's not going to get to the first down marker. He gets about 2 yards maybe on the play. Fourth down and 3.5.
And that's not going to get it done, unfortunately. And that'll bring out the punt team.
and the French back to punt. Deep to receive for Ben Lee.
6:25 taken away here. Teams exchanging punts right now, and Marshall doing a good job of keeping the ball on the good side of the field for them, winning the field possession battle right now, field position battle. But a nice punt. Wow. It takes a big Western bounce. Bounces at the 50 and then rolls to about the 37-yard line. And there's a little swing in the field position in Western's favor. They'll get the defense out, ready to go. Back and forth battle here in the third. 7-0 Western. K105.3 Football Frenzy. This one's been going pretty quickly all the way here. No, I don't know that anyone's angry about that with the kind of weather conditions that we've had so far tonight. And you can see that the raindrops continue to fall. Nice muddy high school football game. Quick out pass here on first down for Marshall. And they'll work their way up to about the 40-yard line. So good for about 3 yards on first down, 2nd and 7. Good reaction by the Panther defense.
McAllister tackled by Garrett Clayton.
And you can see they're trying to get McAllister in out onto the edge with space. Just a quick little swing pass there, trying to get him something going. And Western again doing a good job of protecting the edge.
Yeah, sideline to sideline, they look very fast. And nearly drew the Panthers offside there. They shift. Shotgun for Schnellenberger looking to throw. Gets it out in the flat. Overthrown and out of bounds. Incomplete. 3rd down and 7 now for Marshall.
It looked like Cabe Sikora was the intended receiver there.
3rd down and 8.
And Schnellenberger's throwing motion looks a little uncomfortable, Jason. Like,
yeah.
He can't quite grip the football the way he wants to. So he's almost like shot putting it out
yeah.
there. Kind of setting it up on his hand and getting it out there. And he's, 4 out of 6 passing mm-hmm. tonight. So it hasn't worked too bad for him.
Yeah, and thankfully he hasn't needed to throw the ball a ton.
They may need to if they stay down by 7 as time ticks away. But out of the shotgun here with 4 wide, he hands off to McAllister. And that play snuffed out by Western. First contact is made on the play by Brevin Woyanko. But then you bring the big hitter comes in late, Landon. They'll call the punt unit out on to the field.
Landon French back deep to return.
He's the punter and the punt returner for this Panther team. Under 5 minutes to go in the third. The more time ticks away right now, the better for Western with that 7-0
lead. Bad snap.
First bad snap. Great job by the punter to reel it in, and it's nearly blocked, but the defender slipped just enough to miss it. And that'll roll for Marshall inside the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. So that punt had potential to have turned out wild and end up just being a pretty good punt. The snap goes a little high. The punter's able to jump up and catch it and still get the kick away, and a solid kick. One defender had a shot at it, and Jason, just as he went to reach out to block it, his foot slid,
yep.
and he came up just short.
And looking down on the track, it looks like a few drops falling down. Mm-hmm. No more than what we've had throughout most of the game.
Cheerleaders still working. The band able to give us a good halftime performance. So the rain hasn't done much to dampen the spirits out here. Maybe has had effect on the high-powered Western offense.
Yeah.
So 4:28 to go in the third. They still lead 7-0 with the football in their own territory at the 17, 1st and 10. And there's a give on first down to Lewis. And Marshall into the backfield, and they'll push him back to about the 12, depending on where the spot goes.
Loss of 3, loss of 4. Second down and 14.
So 2nd and 14 here for the Panthers, and that outside run game has not. They must have lost at this point about 15, 16 yards on that, trying to run those outside runs.
Yeah, we've talked about Western controlling the edge quite a bit, but Marshall has done a fantastic job of holding on to the edge as well. Reading and Springport tied at 14 at the half just came through. Pape with the give. He's up the middle. He's got running room. He'll get up to about the 24, it looks like. Maybe spot about the 25.
They needed a big play there in second and long. They get one. Make it third and manageable here. Just 3 yards to get to the first down marker. They'll come out with four wide. Pape, number one running threat on the team tonight, and he runs it again. And he's got the first down, it looks like, from here, and that's what they'll say on the field. First and 10 for Western.
First down, Western. Tackle made by Wink McDonald. First and 10 to Western.
Wink McDonald, one of the best names in the area with the stop. You know, and I just want to point out that since we're here at Western, and Steel Fortress was actually talked about on ESPN, Darren Revell called his name the best name in college football history, but I just want to point out, we were the first ones to say that Steele had the best name in the business.
Oh, yeah. We were on that years before they ever noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Pape fakes the handoff, keeps, and he's hit this time, nowhere to go. Ball comes loose at the end, but it's after the whistle. So it'll be second down and about 10 again.
Darren Revell needs to buy us a pony. That's our idea. He owes us royalties.
Can I get mine in non-pony payments?
Yeah, I would like mine in non-ponies as well, but unless they're under the hood of a car.
I'm just going to sell the pony.
Yeah, I'll just sell that and buy a car. I mean, I could be easily bribed with fine foods.
That's true.
It's not hard.
As long as it's not made out of pony.
True.
Shotgun for Pape, second and 10. Quick pass out to French. He overthrew him. Landon French intended on that one. Got a little high. And it looked like maybe Pape also struggling to get grip on the football. And they got the towel boy out there drying footballs off, but he's got the towel around his neck, and it's raining, so the towel
that's
just
not going to help you.
It's just getting wet the whole time. We should have a towel bag or something out there. I'll see what I can do to get in touch with
the trainer. Should
Coach
have some.
There's a shotgun of Pape back to throw again. This time he's got plenty of time. Open guy is French. Off his hand. Picked off. Intercepted. Marshall on the run. Running to the outside. He's got a chance at the end zone. Turns it upfield. Cuts it back in. And they'll stop him. There's a flag on the play. We'll see what that's for. It might be a block in the back, but Marshall will certainly have the football.
Yep, it's going to be a block in the back or holding. Looks like that is Trenton Fuller back at the 29-yard line. They're going to get him a holding. Block in the back.
So that'll move it back from the spot of the foul. So that'll give Western's defense a little bit of space to work with. Pape's throw a little high. French goes up in the air to grab it. It tips off of his hands and right into the waiting mitts of the Marshall defense and Taylen Taylor. And he's a running back for the team, so as soon as he had possession of the football, he turned into an offensive player and had some room to run. And if it's not for the penalty, they're down on the 5-yard line or so.
That was a strong return by Taylor, and he was gone. I mean, got a couple of good blocks and saved for the block in the back.
Toss of footballs around out on the field. So they're going to get a first and 10 for Marshall from the 38-yard line in Western territory. Big turnover there. 2:09 to go here in the third quarter for Minuteman, Sewer and Drain. Under center, high formation, give is to Walker. And he goes to cut it upfield, and he's brought down with authority by Garrett Plate.
More gain on the play.
Yeah, it looked like he tried to make a cut and just did it.
And I think Walker's a good runner, Jason, but he's struggled with footing tonight. And I think McAllister's got the bulk of the carries, because it looks like he's a little more comfortable running on the surface.
Yeah, he's done a good job of getting through that first level of defenders, whereas Walker's struggled mightily.
Schellenberger with two backs. They're staying in for protection. He throws on second and long and makes the completion. What a great job in the open field to make the tackle. Nate Burke out there. Receiver on the play was Aiden Ballou.
Third down.
You know, these cheerleaders, some of them are soldiering on, man. They're still in their the cheer skirts and No thanks. The rest of them got their coats and pants and hoods and hats. And
I ran into Tanya, who's the assistant athletic director out here, and she had a full rain suit on. She was prepared.
She was ready
for
to go.
Conditions. Schnellenberger takes the snap, gives to Walker, and he finds a little bit of space on third and about nine. He's going to get to the 35-yard line. Still shy of the first down to bring up fourth and five.
And just not a lot of running room for Walker as this game has gone on. It looks like when he's in the game, they kind of focus on him, and he'll come off the field here, and that'll bring McAllister out. But he's definitely just not able to find any space at all.
That's probably our last play of the third quarter here. 7-0, Western still holding on to the lead. 12 more minutes to play in this one. Let's take a one-minute break and come back with the fourth quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
12 minutes to go here. Marshall with fourth and six-ish. Schnellenberg out of the shotgun, back to pass. And he's got an open man. Pitches away.
Wow.
Hook and ladder play. McAllister was there. They got the first down distance. It looks like, yeah, they'll move the chains on that. Nice play. They went for that kind of hook and ladder pitch out to McAllister. And Western was able to get him out of bounds. But a nice play call out of the quarter break.
Last time I saw that play, Billy Bob scored for West Kane in Texas. Haven't seen that play in years.
Varsity Blues reference on the broadcast tonight. Fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Air Conditioning. Providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952.
James Vanderbeek uses it.
Pitch out to McAllister on first down. He's feeling a little momentum. He'll get about 8 yards on that carry. Marshall trailing by seven, but in Western territory here. Second down and about five.
And it feels like they are moments away from a big-time play here, and it seemed like that for a while now, but this time around, they've actually got some really strong field position, and things are moving their way.
See a little extra hop in their step, it looks like, too, Jason. Gives to Walker, and he jumps off tackle. There's the speed we were expecting from him. He gets inside the 10-yard line on that carry. Big gain for Walker, and Marshall moves the chains again. First and goal. Their best scoring chance of the night. And Jackson is really taking control in their game, 43-7 now. The Vikings,
wow.
Or Pinckney. Eye formation here. Marshall gives to Walker again, and this time he's hit and pulled down. Great stop by the Western defense, and I'm going to give first hit credit to Tyler Oxley on the play.
Yeah, he's done a good job of breaking through that offensive line and getting into the backfield and, at the very least, just disrupting things. Quick update, Columbia now 30-14 lead against Hillsdale, 5:13 left in the third.
Second and goal from the 10 for Marshall. Gives to Walker again. This time he's running right side, looking to get the edge. Western chases it down, and they'll stop him for no gain. Might have even lost a yard there in the play. Third and goal now for Marshall.
Yeah, he tried to cut back and just lost his footing, and that allowed Western to continue their dominance on the edge.
Under 10 minutes to go in this game now. 7-0 Western lead. Third down and goal from the 10-yard line for the Red Hawks of Marshall. They break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Schellenberger under center. McAllister is the deep back. And he gets to the edge, breaks a tackle. He's not going to get to the goal line. They'll stop him at the 5. Nice job to get out there by Nick Ferris was out there on the edge, and McAllister was able to slide past him, but it brings up 4th and goal from the 5. Big play time for the Western Panthers.
You can hear this crowd getting into it, rocking the bleachers. Crowd getting loud.
4th down play. High formation. Give, no fake. Rolling out, passing Schellenberger. Now he's pressured. Gets the throwaway. Caught, now popped up. Incomplete. Big play by the Western defense. Intended receiver on the play was the fullback.
Yeah, that is Cody Beatty, number 32. And he's a big target. Threw it a little high and just high enough for Burke to get in there and break that play up. Otherwise, if Beatty comes down with that, that's a score.
Instead, the Panthers will take over on downs with 8:42 to go. Big play. And the Western defense, as much as we talk about the offense, the defense has been the story tonight for the Panthers. Looking to pitch a shutout here against Marshall. They've come close. A 28-2 victory over Battle Creek. Harper Creek was their closest to a shutout this year. Now the offense comes out with Pape, and he'll take the QB keep, and that's been their best play. And he's going to get it out there close to the first down marker. Pape has been the leading rusher for Western, and that shotgun QB keep play has been their, yeah, it's been their best play since early when they were able to complete some of those deep passes.
Yeah, I think they just kind of caught Marshall sleeping, because ever since then it's been tough sledding for Western so far in this one. But like you said, Tyler Pape just keeps the ball right up the gut from the shotgun, and it's so far it's worked.
And you almost feel like you know it's coming on that first down from the 5-yard line. They saw that one coming on 2nd down. He's going to be close to the 15, but it looks like he'll still be short of the first down marker. Pape on the keep. Under 8 minutes to go, and right now, Western, you want to keep that clock running.
3rd down and 1 yard.
Some substitutions come into the game. 3rd and 1, they'll bring the big formation in. Seven and a half left. 4th quarter. For airflow, heating, and cooling. We could use some heating up here.
Yes, we
My
could.
My feet are cold.
Big
and
run!
Big play! Raskowski on the run! At the 50, 40, 30! Brought down, but a huge play! 3rd and 1, and Raskowski broke it for a big gain. Into Marshall territory.
That was the play that I think everybody in the stadium was waiting for from either side, was something to break this up and really get things going, and Raskowski was the man who got that done.
Burst through the line, and you know you're looking for, really you call that play to get a yard.
Yep.
But if everybody they've got on the field is down on the line to try and stop that, you get through that first level, there's nobody there. He got caught from behind. But they'll get a flag in at the end of the play and move it even closer.
Yeah, I didn't see the call. There you go.
So inside the 15 now to the 14-yard line. 1st and 10 for Western with 7:15 to go. Huge play for Landon Raskowski. out of the shotgun for Pape. And he'll keep into the line, down to the 10, and into the 5-yard line. That might move the chains.
Close. And they're not worried about chewing clock right now. They're trying to get into the end zone here. They're already back to the line.
Well, you can eat up 6 minutes, or you can score, and either one makes you feel a little more comfortable about the game. Pape will get the first down.
Pape will keep it
inside the 5. First and goal. Get 4 more tries from there. So you can eat a little clock and maybe put some more points up. 6:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. And this Western crowd who has stuck it out through some pretty uncomfortable weather conditions, now being rewarded with some excitement late in the game. Huddle up on the field here for the Panthers. Center goes down to the football. There's the give. It's Raskowski trying to power. Signal the touchdown. 6 points on the board for Western. 6:26 to go. 6 more points on the board for the Panthers. 13-0 lead. Extra point pending, chance to make it 14-0. And they can get a little more comfortable. I think you want, if you're the Western coaching staff, you're still over there trying to convince this defense, hey, this doesn't mean we can relax.
Right, yeah, you got to keep controlling the edge there.
Hold is down, kick is up, and it's good. 14-0 Panthers lead historic Marshall here. 30-second break. We're back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
6:26 left on the clock here. Western with a big score. The big play on that drive, Landon Raskowski. Yeah, that was about 60 yards on the run or so.
Pretty close to it, yeah.
Touch, and then he comes back in to get the touchdown score. The Western kicking team on the field. McAllister back deep to return for Marshall. Kick is low toward the sideline, but dies in bounds at about the 7. McAllister will pick it up, try to get the sideline out of bounds, and he'll go out at about the 16 or 17-yard line. So the strategy works out there. That low liner just kind of skids to a halt. I think McAllister was hoping it would veer out of bounds, but it didn't.
Yeah, it looked like that was his strategy there, was just to watch it go. And when it died on him, he was like, oh, I gotta take off with this thing. And didn't really have much room to run at that point.
That's a good spot. They put him in the 19. Good spot for Marshall as the rain continues to fall here on Deering Road with the final 6:23 to go. Western looking to get out of here with a 7-1 record. And it's on the defense now. Marshall comes in with a spread formation, 4 wide receivers for Schnellenberg. We haven't seen this kind of look from them. He's back to throw. And pressure. He's tied up and brought down.
And a flag coming in. That's going to be a late hit.
Tyler Oxley makes the tackle.
Yeah, they're going to get Wyatt Heavey for a late hit, it looks like.
That's terrible.
Oxley had Schellenberger on the way down, and Heavey tried to just help him out, but it looked like Schellenberger was already down at that point, so they're going to get him with the late hit.
So, fantastic play by Oxley. And the penalty will make sure Marshall still gets yardage on the play.
Come on, ref, make him earn it! Don't give it to him!
Personal foul against Western.
MHSAA.com, sir.
An unhappy Western fan.
Should we send it him the link to become a referee?
I'll get his email address. Three wide, split left for Schnellenberg.
Bad snap!
And he's going to try to pick it up. He does. Pressure coming, and he'll get pulled down.
He's still up.
On his feet, but they
heard a
whistle.
Yeah. Not sure. He was still up. And
forward progress was never really stopped either.
You
see these officials kind of having a quick whistle, and that speaks to maybe the previous play.
Third
and 10.
Yeah, I didn't see his momentum be stopped at all, and then
he
popped out of
really
that hole.
Yeah. And even if he was, it was such a quick whistle that the way he escaped clean was was tough. That's
the only thing I can think of is that they lost sight of the football, but really, I mean, that doesn't preclude you to blow the whistle right away.
And I really don't like to be super critical of these officials, Jason. They got to make decisions.
Absolutely.
Split second. So when something like that happens, I give him the benefit of the doubt. Back to pass on third and long, Schnellenberger. He bombs one. It's up in the air and intercepted. On the interception, Nick Ferris. And that should just about do it. 5:05 to go. Western starting to feel comfortable. Still time, still work to do. But with a 14-0 lead and 5:05 to go, it's looking good for the Panthers to get to that 7-1 season mark.
It looked like Schellenberger just heaved that ball up and looked like he wanted to go for a deep route, but nobody was there, number one. And number two, he just, like you mentioned, looked really uncomfortable throwing that football. And just not a traditional, I guess you could say, textbook form. It was, like you had mentioned before, more of a shot put motion, getting your hand behind the football instead of on the side of it to get you the momentum you need.
In motion, the hand up to Raskowski, and he's just got the momentum now. Why not hand it to him? Raskowski on the run gets the Panthers inside the 20. They fake to the slot coming across. It was Bloomfield, and the handoff goes to Raskowski instead. He gets another big gain. First and 10 for Western at the 20-yard line, deep in Marshall territory, under 5 minutes to go on the clock.
Now, are we starting to see some fog rolling, or is it just the rain picking up here?
I can't quite tell you on the fog,
either.
Jason, but if you look down on the field, you can see the player's breath thick.
Yeah, that is
so
is
maybe that's just a cloud of breath coming from the sidelines.
From the sidelines. It looks like on the track the droplets are hitting a little bit harder.
Oh, what a big hit
on
that play by Pape. He's sandwiched. He gets up quickly, but he lost 4 yards on that for sure. Second down and about 14.
That was Cody.
That's a generous spot.
Yeah, I agree.
.409 time running out for Marshall. Second down and 13 for Western. Burke splits out wide to the left. Javon Lewis there with him, and looks like maybe we'll get a false start. Nope, timeout. Timeout for the Panthers. So 3:52 to go, 14-0 lead. Timeout on the field. Let's take 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
3:52 to go. Panthers huddled up on the sideline, finishing up the timeout. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling. I'm going to need some heating and cooling on my feet when I get home. These socks have been wet since I got here.
Oh.
I picked the wrong shoes for today. There's no question about that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Snap goes to Pape, gives to Raskowski, who's been the hero late in the game here. He's not going to get the first down. Third down and about nine for Western. But the clock is running, and things are looking good with a 14-0 lead.
And the rain is definitely starting to pick up.
Yeah, earlier we had to kind of reference the droplets on the track where there's some standing water, but now you can really see.
Yep.
Just looking out, you can see the drops coming down. And dare I say, Jason, right now I wouldn't be surprised if there ended up being some snowflakes mixed in with that.
Shh. I know they had talked about frost in the morning, but shh.
Shotgun for Pape, third and long, back, and they set up a screen, and that goes to Raskowski. He's going to get brought down and loses the football.
And he's
down,
too.
Scrum for it on the field. I don't know where they're going to, who they're ultimately going to give that to. And we get a timeout from the Marshall sideline, but I didn't see who they awarded the football to.
Looks like Pape is still going to stay on the field, so he only plays quarterback.
Fourth and about five, looks like.
So, yeah, they'll keep it fourth and five for Western. Timeout. We'll keep it here. 2:59 left in this one. And the Western Panthers looking to take this home.
Also, a big hand.
And they are likely move to 7-1 of the season. This will be 6-1 in the league. Good enough for second place. Lumen Christi was well on their way to remaining unbeaten. 50-7 now, Jackson High.
Ooh.
Over Pinckney. And any other scores we can get you, we will here before we run out of time. At last check-in, we had Columbia Central 23-14 over Hillsdale, looking to win their conference championship.
Got an update on that one. It's actually now 30-20 Columbia leads. 10:51 to go in the game there.
Lumen up 21-7 with Bear Creek Penfield. As Western comes out on the fourth down play, Pape out of the shotgun, fakes to give to Raskowski, looking to throw across the middle. Caught! And he'll lead
touchdown.
In. French, touchdown. Landon French into the end zone. Beautiful throw by Tyler Pape coming across. And just at the goal line, French grabbed it comfortably as though it wasn't raining at all. And all he had to do was lean over the goal line and into the end zone. 20-0 Western with 2:52 remaining. Extra point unit out. Snap, Pape holds, kick is up, and that one's good to go. 21-0 with 2:52 to go. Panthers all over Marshall here late in the game. Let's take 30 seconds and come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent of Columbia Schools. Are you passionate about your child's education? Our teachers partner with parents to educate children to the full extent of their abilities.
This is Izzy. I love school because we do fun science experiments. I enjoy music, art, theater productions, and terrific friends.
This is Laredo. We have a safe school with amazing teachers.
When searching for the right learning environment, look no farther than Columbia Schools. Visit us online at myeagles.org.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
2:52 left in this one. 21-0 Western leads. They send the kick unit out onto the field. I got to give a shout-out to Sawyer Watterson, the extra point kicker, 3-for-3 tonight, in what can't not be ideal kicking conditions.
Yeah.
I got to imagine planting your foot to put your boot into a ball is not comfortable tonight on this slick field.
Yeah, I saw the Marshall kicker during warm-ups at halftime trying to work on his kicking, and he fell a couple of times in the mud. Looked like a Charlie Brown maneuver.
Here comes the kick. That's a low liner. Caught at the 20. Running left.
Where's he going?
Racing to the sideline. They're looking to turn upfield now. And he'll get chased out of bounds.
And he just, he picked a yard line and just ran east and west down the yard line. If he'd have been able to just kind of run at a even the slightest bit of an angle, they probably could have got an additional 3, 4, maybe 5 yards out of that.
2:44 to go. Heavy rainfall at this point. But I tell you, there haven't been that many people making their way to the exit. These
no.
Western faithful want to see this one to the end.
I got to take the Equinox back. It's going to be a pain getting out of here because we're right up by the entrance with that thing.
Oh. So there's the handoff. And great tackling by the Western defense on the run for Marshall.
Greg Wallace.
Yep. A lot of changes on the Marshall roster. Wallace isn't even, it's not even a number change. You must have been called up from junior varsity.
Trying to get him some carries here in garbage time with 2:15 to go and a 3-score deficit.
Yeah, why not?
Schnellenberg stays in the QB. There's a pitch out to Wallace. And there's some nifty moves. He's able to get past the line of scrimmage. He'll get about a 3-yard gain on the play. Wyatt Hebe on the stop. Third down and I got about 3 yards, 3 extra yards on that one. Third down about 7 here for Marshall.
Big ovation for Brevin Wojanko and plate coming off the field.
And the third down, a long play.
Ooh,
another
big hit.
Pitch out to Wallace. Nice hit on the defense there by Marshall. They'll stop him in his tracks. Fourth down and 7 yards. Final minute 8 in this one. Fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling.
Big hit there by Drew Pastoriza with the tackle, the junior defensive lineman.
Nice kid.
Good area.
Met Drew Pastoriza on occasion.
I forget, you frequent out this way.
This is my neck of the woods.
This is your neck of the woods. You know all of these young men and women.
I don't know all of them.
It's a lot like Michigan Center. Everybody knows everybody. It just takes you some time.
Fourth down and about 7 for Marshall. Schnellenberger waiting out the clock, 25 seconds under center. Gives to Wallace one more time. And he'll stay on his feet, dragging some guys.
Wow,
he's working
going.
His way toward the marker. They finally turn the tide against him. Turnover on downs with the final 12.7 to go here. Western will take over, take a knee, and get into the locker room with a 21-0 victory. Their first shutout of the season. They signal first down.
Whoa,
no.
Wait, what?
What a spot.
Hold on. It looked like he was at least a yard short. I forgot about the generosity of the officiating here.
T-shirts will be for sale and a bonfire with hot dogs.
I heard bonfire. Let's go.
Are they going to be able to start a
no.
fire?
I don't know.
They have quite a bit of gasoline to toss on that. So they'll down the football. Final seconds run off the clock. 21-0 is our final score here from Western. The Panthers get the win. They move to 7-1 on the season. And they'll look to get to 8-1 the rest of the way here with a game next week at Adrian. So they'll go on the road to try and have that 8-1 record. Meanwhile, Marshall falls to 3-5 on the season. They'll miss out on the playoffs this year, 3-4 in the league. They are at Hazlitt to wrap up their regular season next week. And we'll see what we can get for you for some other scores. Get you our Subway player of the game here. Again, our final from Western High School, 21-0. The Panthers defeat the Redhawks of historic Marshall. 2-minute break, and we'll be back to wrap the post game on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs.
We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Denny's Super Slam is just $5.99. I'm sure you've heard the jingle.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that one. It comes with eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and now with your choice of buttermilk or pumpkin pancakes.
Pumpkin pancakes? Are you out of your mind?
Right? I thought the same thing. Although it is fall, so pumpkin pancakes don't seem that crazy.
$5.99? Are you out of your mind?
No, you're right. That does sound a little crazy. The $5.99 Super Slam from Denny's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Upgrade to pumpkin pancakes for 49 cents.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith live from Western High School. And the stands cleared out pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe the fastest ever.
Wow.
Everybody was kind of ready to go and get out of the rain when this score went final. 21-0 Western beats Marshall. And the Panthers go to 7-1 on the year, 6-1 in the Interstate 8 Conference. Second only to the unbeaten Lumen Christi Titans. The only loss for Western this year, a 21-0 defeat at the hands of our... No, I'm sorry, it was a different score than that. But a bit... Anyway, they lost to the Titans. I have it here.
Yeah, somewheres.
It is 34-7.
Yeah, there you go.
So they'll be heading to the playoffs. They've got one more game to go here to really solidify the season at 8-1. They can... they'll have a good matchup in their favor against Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
But they're on the road. So they'll have their work cut out for him, no doubt. But nice job tonight. Tyler Pape offensively carried Western for three quarters, really,
yep.
Jason. But the offense struggled. It wasn't a problem because the defense had their back the whole way. And we use the term occasionally, bend, don't break.
Yep.
And I think Western epitomized that tonight, including a stop inside the five-yard line deep in their own territory. Made big plays when they needed to all night. They did bend at times, but never broke, pitching the shutout. So our player of the game, we felt like it had to be somebody who contributed on the defense. And when you look at the big play that Landon Raskowski made on the run when they had a third and short, he gets the extra yard and then some, set up their second score of the game and really what put things away and got them a comfortable advantage. And he was a monster on the defense all night. Landon Raskowski, our Jackson Area Subway Restaurant player of the game. Yesterday, Bob Subways provide box lunch programs to area sport teams. So if you've got a hungry team to feed, you want to get in touch with that those Subway restaurants, and that's not just football teams, but sports year-round.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be listening and you're involved with some sports, whether it's high school level, middle school, you can't go wrong with Yesterday, Bob. The crews at those Subways are always just great community contributors and
definitely
really nice people.
Yeah, Bob's a great guy.
So Landon Raskowski, who was part of the defensive game all night long, but really turned huge late in the game for the offense too, our player of the game, with an honorable mention to Tyler Pape, who was for a long time the lone offensive player.
Yeah.
He has the two big pass plays early, including the touchdown. That really is the go-ahead points, and they had the game locked up at about two minutes.
Yeah, if that.
And but he held them together long enough for somebody else to give a contribution, and the final ends up 21-0. Nice game tonight for Western. Western, to me, Jason, the defense was something that I hadn't really expected to see be really good, but was pretty impressive tonight. They sideline to sideline, they play as well as anyone. They didn't get a ton of penetration. There were a couple of times later in the game when they did, but throughout most of the game, they just kind of did a good job of chasing the run down and not giving anything big up.
Yeah, and the key, it looked like, was to control the edge, because with both of those guys, both McAllister and Zachary Walker for Marshall, if they could get to the outside, if they could get the edge, they were gone, because they have great speed, great elusiveness, both of them do, and we saw that at times with both of those guys, but Western just did a good job of maintaining the edge, and the interior was good but not great, and you know, we saw that where, you know, Marshall could eat up chunks of yard or chunks of the field at a time, but just really couldn't close the deal, and that was because Western would tighten up defensively and just shut everything down for him, and that was one of the keys to their victory tonight.
Yeah, timely plays.
Yeah,
and individual efforts. Tyler Oxley at time was making big plays. We mentioned Raskowski, our player of the game tonight, but then you can toss a little something the way of Garrett Plate, who was big on defense tonight. We had the interception. I believe Nick Ferris was the one who pulled that in. Nate Burke at time making plays on the defense. So they had a lot of individual contributions, and it turned into a team effort to get a shutout tonight. So as much as we hear about Tyler Pape was the prep athlete of the week this week, and he lived up to that advanced billing right away with big pass plays. And even the last touchdown to Landon French was just a really crisp throw right into his breadbasket. So his contributions on both sides of the ball to a shutout. Anytime you throw a shutout here, it's a big deal. So congratulations to the Western Panthers. They'll move on to play Adrian next week. And a lot of really good teams. Looks like Michigan Center. As we look at our potential next week games, there's still a little tentative. I don't think we've got a final from Reading and Springport. It was tied at the half.
Yep.
So we're not sure the outcome of that one. So it looks like it's going to be Grass Lake versus the winner of that game on Friday next week. And Thursday night, it'll be Michigan Center, it looks like, versus the winner or the loser of that game.
Yep.
So Grass Lake versus tentatively Reading and Michigan Center versus tentatively Springport. But we can interchange those two Big 8 teams.
Yeah.
And still a chance for you to come get some get qualified for the Art Main Chevrolet Chevy Equinox.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to driving that back to the station tonight, nice and toasty warm, hopefully, and
brand new tires on the wet surface, so you're going to be able
perfect.
To hold the road.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to drive home tonight, too, because it's like 5 minutes.
I know, you got lucky.
So make sure you tune in the morning, 8 to 10 a.m., WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 a.m., 101.5 FM. Sports Saturday. You'll get all the scores from the area. And again, you're looking for that Reading Springport final.
Yeah.
And we'll find out what our schedule is for next week's Football Frenzy games.
And you're going to the Coin Show, right?
I'm going to be at the Coin Show tomorrow morning on WKHM also. Yeah, I hope so. We hope this rain goes away tonight like it's supposed to. We got some sunshine tomorrow for all the football and stuff around the area, including those big college games.
Yeah.
Big one from MSU after a loss. They got 8th-ranked Penn State and University of Michigan, Wisconsin, which is always a tough one.
That'll be a barn burner.
Yeah. Good day of football tonight. Good day tomorrow. Lions have Sunday off, so it won't be a bad day of football on Sunday. Sometimes just the Lions not playing counts as a victory for Lions fans.
Well, I saw a photo that the team actually got a box of Call of Duty games for PlayStation 4, so I know what they're doing on their off week.
On the bye week, they'll be watching football intertwined with playing video games.
There you go.
I'm sure those guys can afford two TVs.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up here. I want to say thank you to Mike Reed back in studio.
Yes.
For Jason Smith, I am Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.
K105.3 is WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. Thank you for listening to tonight's game, which has been brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. We now resume regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.